Your Honor, again, this fits in that for-cause category of individuals who will not presume any sort of non-service.
Let's do follow-up. It's just these are inconsistent with 80, and that's why I think they need follow-up on that, understanding how if they were both no, that would be one thing, but it may be the form of the question.
I think it's just sure as we'll put the burden back on us.
Well, it's worthy of follow-up, though. You're 59.
I believe this one's a little bit stronger for cause. There's some pretty clear indication from press that there's an opinion that ESAR probably is guilty. The individual on 78 indicates that maybe I can try to set aside that preconceived opinion from the press. But there's also a hardship work issue. 70 and 72. I guess what's going on is there's a wedding, a big wedding plan, and there's a lot of preparation going into that. In addition to job issues, it would be difficult. I'm sorry?
The wedding's 2.5 weeks after the
trial. Yeah. So there's that preparation identified in 70. And then other main concern is the work issue that just would be completely bogging this person down if he or she misses those weeks.
And Judge, for some people, it would be good for the whole family to keep the groom out of the wedding preparations. But other than that, that's my own.
What are your thoughts?
Your Honor, with regards to the news that was a couple of years ago, he says, I think it requires follow-up questions.
Let's follow up. Juror 59, juror 60.
Your Honor, I don't think that we get to get Gephardt. he's very heavily involved, involving himself in early reporting on the case, and commenting upon your position relative to the board pardons.
No, I think it's Prada. It's a relocation.
I have no idea what that is.
I'm not on the board of cards or anything. I think he's... But I don't think that's relevant anyway.
We have no objection.
I think it was a strike. For cause based on primarily on his participation in this case.